So just to put everything in context, what we're learning and why we're learning this particular inyan right now. So we learned in Yeridah, we're learning some of the simonim in the same vicinity of each other. So we learned Kuf Yud Zayin in Yeridah, which was the Allah of Schor with Machalas Asuris. We learned that sugya. Then we went back to Kuf Tes Zayin, which was the inyan of Sakana. And in that simon is where we spoke about the few inyan of Sakana. And then we spoke about the fruit trees, which was there. Now we're going Kuf Tes Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, Kuf Yud Ches is the next one. So Kuf Yud Ches is the simon that talks about when you entrust food with a guy. Entrust food with a guy, there's a couple cases of that. There could be a case where basically it breaks down to three cases. One is that you send food with a guy, you know, city to city or even within a city, and that's very negiah today when you have all these services, online shopping services or whatever it is, that will send you food and do shopping for you or will send packages of food. So it's very negiah. It's very negiah to know these halachas, exactly what happens. You get deliveries from restaurants, all these type of things. So you're entrusting the food with a non-Jew for that time period. So what's the halacha? The other case is if he's literally watching it for you. You know, you have a store. Another one is where the guy's in your house and watching your stuff. You could leave your house. You're leaving your house and you have a non-Jew staying and watching the house and Mimela in charge of all the food that's there. So the last case we're going to talk about probably in 2 weeks from now. We're not even going to get there this week or next week. 2 weeks from now is Shavuos, I think. So after Shavuos. Yeah. But for now, we're going to talk about the first case of entrusting the food with a non-Jew and how to make sure that we're not choishesh that he tampered with it. Okay, so there are two Gemaras. Basically, the way the sugya breaks down, what we'll talk about, try to get down this week, is the background information of what is it that you need to do in order, you need to seal it, how to seal it properly, how to ensure that you weren't tampered with. Next week, we'll talk about what's exactly called a seal, what's exactly called a choisim and all that. That's what you're going to get, and when you're choishish for it. So it starts off with the Gemara in Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph, and Avodah Zarah, that Amar Rav says, Chavis Oser, Chavis is Rosh Tevois, Cholov Basa Yain Tcheles. The Gemara ends up taking out Tcheles and taking out Cholov. But anyway, what's Negeah the most is it's Chatichas, it's Basar and Dogim, which are both the same category, Yain and Tcheles. Oser B'Choisam Echad. It's not enough one Choisam. Champag, which we'll see what those stand for, Mutta B'Choisam Echad. There, one seal is enough. By the way, it's clear from the Gemara, no seals. Sure. Doesn't work at all because you have no way to ensure, you had no reason not to switch it, he'll just switch it out. So you need at least one chaysam. So chalav basa yain tchela, that's a surin b'chaysam echad. Chiltis, murius, pas gvina, these things are derabana, pasakum, gvina, sakum. You know, the Gemara goes on to figure out why it's chalav, right? And switches it. Okay. B'chaysam echad. Now, what's the difference between basar yain tchelas and these other things? So Rashi says, what are we talking about? The top Rashi in the page over there, on the Tesamid base, the shagir biyadakum, to send with a guy, to keep in the basar tchelas, the demeim yakarim, since those things are expensive, tarach umezayif lachlim. And these are key words here. The guy is going to be tireach, he's going to take the effort to basically open the seal and then reseal it when he's done. So Rashi, first of all, gives us a glimpse.
It's a seal or a
sinner? It's a sochism. So, whatever it is. But the point is, Rashi Gir gives us an understanding. What is the chosim supposed to accomplish? Is the chosim, the way the chosim works is that since it's sealed, and the guy knows that you know, you're going to look for some sort of seal, even if you may not know what the seal looked like originally. Okay? Or maybe it's talking about a case where the Jew who sealed it is going to come pick it up in 3 hours. So the Jew who sealed it in the first place is going to look at the seal. So it's not necessarily the point that the guy can't figure out how to forge it or how to reseal it. It's just, it's a tircha. It's a tircha for him to do it. It's not worth it for him to do it. It's not around a risk. The point is that it's too much effort on his behalf to open it, resealed it neatly. You know what? Finally, just go to McDonald's. What do I have to? Well, I have to go get the kosher hamburger that I'm delivering, eat it, and then go buy a tray for one and reseal it. And this one's not worth it. So the tircha to reseal it is the deterrent on the chashash that the goy will tamper with it. So the way we're going to understand, and this is based on Shulchan Aruch, hopefully we'll get to today, maybe, is that the purpose of one seal is as a deterrent mechanism. Is that you add it on somewhat of a deterrent, makes it hard for the goy to open it and reseal it. Then it's good. For example, we'll see next week more, but it could be that even if there's nothing particularly miyuchad about the seal, let's say it's a barrel which is sealed with the top of the barrel, and when you first buy it in the store, it's all glued very nicely. So it's not a miyuchad glue.
It's specifically
but
made.
Bottom line is that if he opens the barrel, he's gonna have to reseal it with all this glue. It's a pain in the neck.
You need to make a special one,
right? It's dafka, a special one according to this. The point is there's a tircha element. It's a tircha for him to open it and reseal it. So you ordered a sealed barrel for him to get it to you as a sealed barrel and open it and reseal it is a lot of tircha. Okay.
So smarter nowadays. Now they put the seal, they put their like logo, like
right. So that's even complicated.
You put it right by the pizza thing. So if you open it, the whole thing will rip.
Correct. That's even more complicated. Right. Correct.
Right.
So to redo it now. Now according to that, what's the purpose of two seals? So let's just take it simply. The purpose of two seals would be to make it even a higher level tircha. Okay, so it's not that it's more protection, it's just it's more tircha. Okay?
So it doesn't need to say the name of the star then, according to this.
Correct. All it needs to be is
two layers of silver foil. Or whatever.
Well, something which would be difficult.
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Like a case of the chavis, where you have to re-glue it and reseal
it. Something that shows that it's kosher and has a hefter on it.
Right. That's not necessarily the point. Now, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out now before we get further. This whole sugya is talking about that you knew what you started with, and now the question is, did the guy tamper with it? Sometimes there's a different chashash, which is you don't even know that you ever started with kosher to begin with. In other words, you call up a guy, go get me a hamburger, and the guy gives you a hamburger. It's not a chashash of he switched it. Maybe he just went to the chafe store and bought it for you. You have to know that for sure you started, this whole thing you're talking about, you know you started with a kosher thing, and now the chashash is maybe he switched it out. So for that, that's what we're talking about. We'll see why this is nogea a little later. Okay. So we're talking about. We'll see why I'm saying this. But, okay, let's go further. So the Gemara.
If you never went to a restaurant and you order something, you have no idea what it looks like. You go to the city and do Uber Eats, you have no idea what it looks like.
Right. Yeah, and you don't know exactly where you got it.
Yeah, no.
Now, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there. Echad Elokeach Vechad Asoich Rebayis B'chatzer Shel Akum. So you basically are renting space from a guy. Umilu yayin, and you filled up the whole chatzar with yayin. Okay, now yayin was one of those things that Rav himself said before on Daf Lamed Tes that you need two seals for. Here he says umafteach oy choysam biyad Yisrael, and the yid has a key to the chatzar where the wine is, so the guy can't get there. Or all the wine is on a seal. Rabbi Elazar Mati v'chachamim oisrim. So machlokes is between Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim. Now, who does Rav paskin like? Amar Rabbi Chia Berei de Rabbi Chia Bar Nachmini. Amar Rabbi Chista Amar Rav, or Amil Amar Rabbi Chista Amar Ziri. Amil Amar Rabbi Chista Amar Le'Abba Bar Chama. Hachi Amar Ziri. Halacha Rabbi Elazar. Here, according to one gear, so Rav himself paskin that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that by wine, one seal is enough. One seal would be enough. So it's a question. Why over here did Rav say one seal is enough, and over there Rav said two seals enough? The whole sugya is based on the three tirutzim to this question. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch how he passed like b'negia the three tirutzim to this question. Tosfos that I marked off here asks this question. It's a steer in Rav. One place Rav says that wine would need two seals. One place Rav seems to say one seal would be enough, or at least the gear says mafteach, a key, or a choysa. The
question is mafteach and also a seal.
Okay, so Tosfos says two tirutzim to this question. One of them is amazing. Mamasha Apel de Kateretz. Another one is very, very nice and shot. The tirutzim are like this. The first teretz of Tosfos is B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos says that Rabbeinu Tam says that it depends who you're sending it with. Are you sending it with a guy? Or are you sending it with a Yisrael Chashad, a Yid, who doesn't keep this particular halacha, and he's Chashad to try to switch it out? So Zok tells us, a guy is less, we're less concerned about a guy than a Yisrael Chashad. That's what says Chiddush. That a non, a good, a Yid himself who's Chashad on this halacha, who doesn't keep this halacha, is worse to us than a guy. Amazing. So Zok tells us, by a guy, by a guy, one seal would be enough by everything across the board. But by these, but by so choshen, that's when you need two seals for these level for chavis, for basar yayin. Okay, so according to that, unless you know the guy's a yid who's choshen, then it would always end up being one seal would be enough. It's a bikula. That means that whenever you're dealing with a guy, one seal is enough. Okay, that's the first tzitzis. The second teretz is very mistaver. It's a very mistaver to teretz, the second teretz. But in Shulchan Aruch, we don't really go with that teretz. The teretz of Tosis, the second teretz, is very simple. It says it depends what the case is. There could be one scenario when you gave the food to the guy, and you're going to come pick it up in a week. You went away, you have some stuff in your fridge, you put it by the guy, you're going to come back in a week to pick it up. Okay? So in that case, the guy knows that the owner who sealed it in the first place is going to come back to pick it up. So the guy, the yid himself who sealed it, is going to come back in a week to see that, and he's going to be able to see if the seal was tampered with. But there one is enough for everything. But if you're sending it to someone who never saw it, like you said, you order food from a restaurant, so the person who's sealing it is sending it with the guy who's getting it never saw what it looked like originally. So the guy is much less nervous to tamper with it because
fingers will never figure it out.
What about Tircha?
Tircha is one. Put some kind of cinnamon on it.
There is no difference.
No. I'm saying
that as far as Tircha, then what's the difference?
Put some kind of cinnamon.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
If as far as Tircha, then what's the difference when you're sending it to a person who doesn't know who you're sending?
Because the far as Tircha, no. It's not only that. The Tircha is a deterrent. So we're trying to build up levels of deterrent. So there's the Tircha, according to this Teretz, the Tircha is the Tircha of one Chaisam is only a sufficient deterrent together with a Mirsas. Mirsas means that he's afraid. He's afraid of being caught. So therefore, you need a double level deterrent.
We've taken down a level of being caught because he doesn't know what he's receiving.
But if the other guy's receiving it, he's much less concerned of being caught. So therefore, you have to heighten the level of Tircha to compensate and make it into two simonim. Understand? So in other words, according to this, when I give something to a guy, by the Tircha that it will take to reseal it is not enough to deter him. He's got to be also concerned of being caught. But if you're sending an Uber Eats, like you said, so maybe he doesn't think that the customer will recognize what it was supposed to look like. So Mamela, now you're going to have two seals, then he'll have a higher level deterrent.
Which it is Tircha.
Well, it's still Tircha. According to this shot, it's Tircha. Now, I'll tell you a very interesting nafkamina of all this, the way we're learning, that it's all based on Tircha. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch discusses, if I'm sending it, Uber Eats, okay, let's say that's a concern. So I'm sending it, I need two simonim. Does the person who's receiving it have to know what the two simonim look like? So according to this, he doesn't really, because it doesn't make a difference. The only thing is that if anything, you should, if you really want to heighten the deterrent, what you should do is you tell the guy that you told the yid what it looks like.
That'll make
so that this
nervous.
way, you're. But the point is the yid doesn't have to. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch says even more. Shulchan Aruch says that if you know that it was sent with two seals, right, then you call up your friend. He says, listen, I double sealed it. You're good. Then you, when you get the package, you don't even have to look to see if the seals were tampered with. Because the point is not the raya of the seal. The point is the deterrent of the seal. So as long as I know that there was two, I have a chazaka. They didn't tamper with it. So therefore, I don't even have to look to see the seal. Okay? The point is, I call up the store. Did you double seal it? Yeah, we double sealed it. All right, fine. It's good. Now, if you notice that it was tampered with, the Shulchan Aruch says that's a problem. But the point would be, as long as you know that it was double sealed, then you know that the store already put the double seal on. Memela, you know that there's enough deterrent that the guy's not going to tamper with it. That's enough. So according to this whole thing, the point of the seal is not the proof that it wasn't tampered with. The point of the seal is to deter the guy from playing around.
So there has to be two double seals?
Amirsis or Tircha?
There has to be double seals?
On things that you're like bus or yayin,
and,
you're sending it. According to this Tarsus Tosos, you do it, right? So now,
according to the first Tarsus Tosos, are they mutual exclusive? Is that one? I wanted to learn. Is that if it was a yid, even if you would go back and check yourself, since a yid is
the first Tarsus is not being mechalik between shaleach and mafkir. It's the same thing.
But in the second Tarsus, you can still be mechalik. Why can't you?
Because Tosos holds kash is that he doesn't want to be mechalik. Okay, now.
So we do twice the same seal.
Okay, so exactly, we have a third teretz, and we hold like the third teretz.
Also, if you use the same seal twice.
The third teretz is the same seal twice. Well,
the same kind of seal twice. Like two simanim of the same kind of two letters.
Maybe. Yeah, two letters is two seals in it. So
it'd be two letters.
Meaning, we'll talk about next week what exactly composes the same seal. Okay,
two times the same letter.
A letter like on the cover.
So if you
to make sure you think what's on.
So the Ran gives another teretz to this kasha. Basically, again, the stira was that here he said mafteach oichaisam, which seems to say a seal or a key, which is one. And in the other teretz, he said you need two. The Ran gives another teretz that you got the girsa wrong. It's not mafteach or choysam. It's not a key. Rav Lozner was saying you need mafteach v'choysam. And his chiddush was that a mafteach is considered a seal. So basically, he also holds you need two. So there's no contradiction. Yeah, right. In other words, but according to this, it's a big chumrah that a key is not even one seal really. When you need one seal, it only works as a second. When you need two, this works as a second, but it will never work by itself. Okay. So this is the third. What? A key.
What kind of key?
Okay, nowadays, yeah, Rabbi Avadia writes, nowadays our keys are different, but I don't want to get into those details yet. Okay, so now, these are the three tirutzim. Okay, now let's look in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see how we pass it. Okay, let's skip the tour because we're running out of time. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch is in Kuf Yud Ches. Okay, I don't know why I got copied this funny way. I'm not sure what happened here.
Yeah, pretty good demo.
But here, it's the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Din chatichas basar. Okay. Yain basar v'chatichas dag. Now remember, we still didn't say what's the difference between chavis and champag. And what's the difference between basar, yain, and these things, dagim versus all the vegetables? What's the difference?
Rashi
gives, but we don't pass it like Rashi. So Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch says yain basar v'chatichas dag she'im boi simin shehifkir o shalach. He says both, right? They made a pikadon or sent biad akum. Tzarech shnei choy samos. He needs two seals. Aval yain mevushal v'sheicher, but yain which is mevushal or yain she'irvu with dvar machem, kagon dvash v'chein achoymetz v'cholav u'marias. All these things. Upasuk v'inav chosh isur medivrei soifrim. Shifkido biad kachavim biad choysam echad. So basically, here the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is a different teretz than Rashi. That the difference is whether the Isser is Deraisa or the Isser is Derabana. And that's how we Paskin. And anything which the Isser, if he would switch it, would be Deraisa, then you need two. If, even in case he would switch it, the Isser would just be Derabana, so then you need one. So for example, meat, you need two. Fish, you need two. But bread, what's the worst that he's going to give? Pasakum? Okay, it's Derabana. Okay, so in other words, anything, chalav, I mean, I don't know nowadays exactly, but the point is back then when all the gvina was the same, it was a shayla of gvina sisrael, there was a gzera that you needed, kosher gvina sisrael, so there was no shash deraisa. I don't know if today there's a shash deraisa on cheeses.
They hawk about the case of gvina. Maybe
and chalav also, fine. But anyway, bottom line is when the shash is derabanan, it's not Chav Yisrael, whatever. The Chash is Derabanan, there one is enough. Where the Chash would be Deraisa, you need two. Now, here, so which Teretz is he going with? Sounds like he's going with the last teretz of the Ran, because he makes no chilukim at all. He just says, you always need two. Then he says, v'yesh oimrim, some say, sha'af b'dvarm sh'tzirichim sh'necho yisamois, le'omru ela b'sh'leach aydei goy. Maybe you only need it if you're sending it. She'ena osir l'ras ha'chayz, you're never going to see it anymore, so there's no mirsas. Aval mafkid, she'osir l'ras ha'chayzamay, dai b'choy samecha. But if you're mafkid, then one is enough, even by their isis. Okay? So now this is a klal, this is a big shaila. But the klal is in Shulchan Aruch that whenever the Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions, and the first one he just says, it's like this, this is what it is. And then he says, V'yesh Oimrim, some say, he holds like the first. Okay? Not only that, the Shach points out that elsewhere when he lists this, he doesn't even bring the Yesh Oimrim. And I saw Rabbi Avadi Yosef in the Kaf HaChaim is mistopic. Whether for Svardim, they could even be Mekel on the Yeshem and B'dievet, by Hefzer Merubah, he's like not even sure. Wow. So he goes strictly with the first opinion.
So but there's no, the Uri, there's no, not, no seal, nothing. You can't eat also to rice.
No seal, it could be nothing to talk about. But we're talking about two seals. We have two seals.
We still do hold that.
Now, by the way, like I said, this is one of those sugis. We're going to learn the whole sugi, and then we're going to like throwing at the end, like, oh, by the way, the whole thing's not a game. But theoretically speaking, according to this, yeah, you need two.
The rice?
You need two because.
The rice or no?
You're ordering the rice, everything.
Right, you're ordering only one.
The potential issue is the rice. But
only
the,
one.
The thing we're talking about is the few
of us. As of now, according to what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch so far, if you're Sephardi, no.
If you're not
Sephardi, you have a Ramah over here. V'yeshoimrim, there's a Ramah. V'yeshoim, deloy ba'inan beis chay samois. You only need two seals. Rak bi Yisrael choshed. He brings Rebbeinu Tam. Avol, ba'oy b'kachavim, if it's a goy, akol shari ayde chay samechad. You could use one chay sam. U'b'diyevet yeshlis mochal zeh. And the Ramah says, but the Evid, you can rely on this. So first of all, we all have our Ramah. As Ashkenazim, we have the Ramah. Yeah. That the Ramah says that if it's a goy is not such a big chashash. The Yisrael Choshur is the bigger chashash. Yeah. And Mamela, even by deraisos, you have meat, Chinese food, achveis, whatever, then one chosim is good enough, but the Evid, to rely on it. So
it's only but the Evid.
But the Evid, 100%. Avada, yeah. Okay? Now, This is the Ramah. Now, look at the next Mechaber, very important. If you know that it was sealed properly, it was sealed properly, whether one, two, ain't tzarich lachzer achrav l'roisa. You do not have to actually check to see that the seal is intact. You don't have to check. The point is a deterrent. What?
Aren't you going to see him a mail?
No. You got it, and your kid opened up the package. Oh. And you got it, and now you don't know what look
like. Corporate caterers, they deliver it and open it for you.
Right. So you call up to the place, it's opened already.
It's all set up.
So as long as you call the store and say, did you seal it when you sent it?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Then it's good enough.
If it's going to be in a room with our in a garbage environment,
right?
Do you get there?
You're right, maybe a problem.
Because there's more of a concern that they may want
to
switch
it.
Well, that's the thing, okay? So now, right now, we're talking now where there's a concern that he may switch it, and therefore you need some sort of seal. So we're saying that the Mechaber Paskins, by the way, not everyone agrees to this Lumdus, but the Lumdus of the Mechaber is very clear that he holds the purpose of the seals is just as purely as a deterrent.
So do cameras help or not?
What?
Do cameras help or no? Not only in the car?
No, because the guy needs to know those cameras. And anyway, I don't think cameras. You want to prove, if you want, then you would have to look at the, you want to know, what are cameras? Cameras
in
all the way from where?
Let's say Uber driver has a camera in the car. Let's say Uber starts insisting they have to have a camera in the car running.
Then you have to check the camera, maybe. I don't know if that's
access. And didn't we share that the Rav Hashul talked about the cameras
by Yichud.
It could be a shadow of Yichud.
Every case needs something else. Every case, it depends what you need. Eidos, do you need? Knowledge you need, it really depends on what you're looking for. Okay, now, so according to this, we're pretty much saying that for Sephardim, there's no movement. You need to for Ashkenazim, but the Eved, if it's a goy delivering it, it could be you could rely on one seal no matter what, And we're saying, let's say you get to the place, it's like a corporate, like you said, a lunch, and you show up to the place, the seals are open. As long as you call up the place, and did you seal it when you sent it?
Is there a chazaka that they always seal it? You don't have to call it every time, or you have to make sure this time also?
If you know that they do that, you have to know that.
It was biad goy from the time that it was dropped off here. It was dropped off in a goyish place. Now it's been sitting biad goy for the past 2 hours.
Was it sealed when it was biad the goy? What do you mean?
No, because it was biad the goy on the way here, and then biad a second goy
so
is
that,
sitting here.
So now you have a new problem with pikadon. Yeah, so then it won't help.
I was saying the fact that it was sealed when in transit doesn't help you at this point sitting on the table. A lot of those cases you're talking about, let's say sitting in a hotel in a room that the goyim set up, and now you come and they open the seals, so you know it came with two. But the maya says right now it's sitting there open. So unless it was opened by day and day Akum, it's been sitting beyond Akum.
Right, that's a different chash now. So you want to know, maybe Yotzei V'Nichnes is enough for that.
If you knew that it came.
It's possible that Yotzei V'Nichnes is enough for that.
It seems like it restarts.
What?
It seems like it
restarts to when you get into the next goy, it restarts the whole chashash.
There's a new chashash, right. There's a chashash that is by him. But for that chashash, it could be that Yotzei V'Nichnes is enough.
So that you probably have to know that it came. At some point, if you knew that it came. If you're coming 2 hours later, it can't
be. Yeah, it's later. That's in Sif Yud. Yotzei V'Nichnes is enough for that. Okay? So why do you have to know? Why do you have to know? There's Yotzei V'Nichnes. He's afraid to switch it.
Because, let's say the meeting starts at 12 o'clock. The food arrived at 10. A sandwich platter arrived at 10. And it's sitting here in a room in a garbage place. The people come into the meeting at 12.
Well, there's another thing in these places, which is what I said before. That's what I was saying before. Forget the chashash. If you walk in and you don't see the packaging, then you don't even know if they ordered it from the kosher place to begin with. That's what I'm saying. It's a whole different chashash. It's a whole different chashash. They told you, the boss told you, yeah, it was all kosher.
You got the bill.
There's no name on us on that.
It's saying on the bill. That makes
in other words, the reason why sometimes you need to see the packaging is not because the chashash of the guy switched it. It's because the chashash that they never ordered from the kosher place to begin with.
It's nothing to do with this sugya.
That's what I was saying.
And they said, I'm so sorry.
Right, if you ordered it.
I don't see when it comes.
That's different, right. If you ordered it, so you know that. Fine. So you know that you ordered it and it was delivered.
All I know is that it was ordered from Haiwak. Right?
Right.
It comes and now what?
Right. So Lachara, if it was delivered with two seals, right, and then it comes to the place, and there's somewhat of Yotzei V'Nichnes in the place, then it's enough. Now, if there's no Yotzei V'Nichnes in the place, then and somehow the non-Jewish workers are the ones that are achroy on setting up the meetings and stuff, so it's biyadam. Forget the driver; it's biyad these people. So you have a new chashash out to them.
First of all, there's a mirror test because the meeting in my office, no one's touching the food.
That's what I'm saying. So then you have Yotzei V'Nichnes.
But if you're going to a corporate location, you're going into a banquet hall where they're
having
all things.
Then you have to wait and see if it's still sealed.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where the chashash is.
Yeah.
That's if Goyim's setting up the whole thing and then, they're bringing up your kosher meal and it's already open and, here it is.
That's what the kosher requires.
At these situations, there's no
mashkiach. When they're delivering, they make sure they tell them it has to stay sealed.
Okay, good. So then you're right. Then there's a new concern that you're going to go up to show up at a random location. The fact that it was delivered, the fact that the driver had two seals, but if the workers didn't have two seals, then there's a chash mitzad then maybe.
Right.
Unless it's a Yotzei V'Nichnes, which is a different point.
Anyone? What's the deal? Like an airplane?
That's why you need two seals. Now, there's a very, very big what? There's a very big caveat in this whole halacha. Okay, so this is pretty much the setup of the sugya, and again, there's three opinions as to when is two seals required. The three opinions come directly from the Gemara. That's why it's Geshmak. You learn the Gemara, you see the Tosfos, so you see exactly where everything comes from. The three opinions all come directly from the contradiction in the Gemara and how to answer the contradiction. Okay, Tosfos gives two tirutzim. One is the Yesh Oimrim in the Mechaber, which the Ramal doesn't say to rely on B'diavad, and the Mechaber only brings that in the Yesh Oimrim to Mechal between...
But the Ramal talks
between Mafkid and Shelech. Sounds like we don't really go with that Chilak. But the Iker Chilak is It's across the board. Whenever you need deraisa, you need two. Derabanan, you need one. And the Mechaber, the Ramah says, but you could rely on another teret of Tosfos that if it's a guy and not Yisrael Choshed, then you could use one. Okay. Now, what is, and we learned based on this Mechaber, that you don't really have to check the seal as long as you know that it was sealed. And you came to it by the time, that my example would be, if it was delivered to your house and your kid opened it up, now you come, was it sealed? I don't know what it looked like. Something, right? So Lamaisa, you know that it came to your house sealed because you called up the store. Did you seal it? That would be enough, okay? These other cases, when it's still tachas to go, we're not talking about that. Okay. Now, the question is, what is the yesoid of this concern? Why are we concerned that the guy is going to tamper with it? What's his motivation in tampering with it? So, is the pshat that he's just doing it because he wants to get back at the Jew, and he wants to get you, or is the pshat what? Or is the pshat that he has something to gain by switching it? So the Ramah here says like this. Umiu, and therefore,
why would he switch to the McDonald's?
And therefore, okay, exactly, because you just paid for the kosher. Let him take the kosher. Here, give you the McDonald's.
McDonald's is better.
So he said it is. Umiu,
really?
Umiu, dafka imhu davar. Look at the Ramah in Siv Beis. Very important Ramah that throws a major caveat into this whole halacha. Umiu dafka imhu davar sheyesh lachosh shechlifoi v'nene bechalipin. He has to be that he'll gain by switching it. Oy hu yain v'yishlocha she'asu b'negia. Okay, or wine. Avlim roya adavar she'shalach ha'hifkin v'hu toiv k'mo she'shalach. It looks like it's the same stuff. V'loy nene ba'ayv g'chavim imachlifo. And the guy wouldn't have gained had he switched it. Loy chayshinan af. Loy chayshinan. We're not choshes. He's just doing it lahachshel. We're not choshes. He's just doing it dafka to feed the yid treif. Not choshes for that. There are stories with Gedola, with this famous story with Abarbanel that the poets can bring. That Abarbanel was by the king and he had brought a meal and then it was opened not in front of him and they served it. And Abarbanel said he's not eating it. And the king said, "Oh, your Torah is so smart because I taka switched it." So you say, "Oh, you know, you see that he was just doing it for that purpose." So everyone said, "Yeah," because Abarbanel knew that he's doing it for that purpose. But that the halacha, that's not the concern. The halacha, the concern is that he's gaining from it. Now, there could be different types of gains.
Yeah.
There could be a gain that he has this food in the car. He's making a couple deliveries right now. Listen, right now there's no. I don't see KFC anywhere. You know, right now the guy's in the mood of chicken, and he's hungry. So he'll eat this. Then on the way before the delivery, I'll stop at the place. I'll pick up something and I'll switch it. So. Even a chashash that maybe he'll eat it on the way, maybe that's enough to be considered nene. Or if you know, but the question is, all these cases, you really have to think about: is there any really significant benefit in the goy switching it? Because if there's not. Then, according to the Ramah, you don't necessarily have this whole chash to begin with.
According to what you just said, then food would always be a benefit if he's hungry.
Yeah, but right? Why is it a benefit for him to switch it when he can just get the same thing?
If he knows what it looks like or not,
you have to go and get it right there. That
is extra switch it anyway.
You have to switch it anyway.
You're gonna have to get it afterwards. You're gonna have to
substitute it, right? So now it has to. So that everyone says, if the guy's on a long trip, he's driving in the middle of North Carolina. He, you know, he's delivering food from New York to Miami, and it's a 20-hour drive. Okay, so then Taka, go into the back of the truck. He'll get some corned beef sandwich. And then, when he pulls into Miami, he'll make a pit stop, get some corned beef, and switch it out. Fine. But within the city, you ordered pizza, so if he's going to go to Domino's anyway, so let him just go to Domino's now. What if they have to switch
Uber
yours?
You see where they are. Uber Eats, you see where they are, so I think, right? So
I don't know if you can. What?
But you're, so can you're
you? If you could, more than one stop. You could.
No,
well, maybe in another way.
You can track them GPS, but you have no idea what they're doing, and they can still stop.
They could say you'll stop for gas. Yeah, you don't know. Right? Wait, so you're saying the switching is also part of how it's going to be a tircha. Not just for the
there's no tircha place.
No, the tircha is, the tircha is that he has to reseal it. So, but that means there has to be a reason for him. Now, we had a case like this. Right? I spoke to Rabbi Shaffin about this case. It was about a year ago, this case. It was on Instacart. And what happens is on Instacart, so you order, you know, deli or whatever. Online, you order food and they deliver it to your door. There's a shopper there. They shop in Winn-Dixie, whatever it is, and they bring you the food. So the person ordered half a pound of pastrami. So normally you get the package of pastrami, so it's prepackaged. But this person got from the deli counter half a package of pastrami. Now there's two deli counters there. There's the kosher and the treif, right? So there's one. What? Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie.
They have a regular deli counter, a kosher, and they have a treif, right? So the person comes with a tape. On the tape, you know, when it says how much it costs, you know, pastrami, $6.99 a pound, half a pound, whatever.
Not kosher.
Right? Nah. So no, it said kosher pastrami on it. But that's one choice.
$6.99
Right, right, okay. So now there's one chosim, the sticker, right? There's no two chosamis. There's no two seals. Now,
it's very
now you could say, but the Eved, you could be chosim on the Ramah that says by a guy, one chosim is enough. Okay, but let's just say that, let's say without that for a second. So now, he could really easily switch that out because that stuff, that sticker, comes off the bag. You could put the treif pastrami right in there.
Right.
Now, the question is, why would the guy do that? Yeah. Is there any? Is that considered motive? Maybe he wants to taste the kosher.
I was going
to
say.
So maybe this is 12. You're right. You just made a good point, right? The pastrami, the kosher one. He's like, once again, why is this kosher stuff $16.99 a pound? So it doesn't make sense. And this stuff is like $4.99 a pound. So what he'll do is he'll buy the pound kosher. He'll go to the treif counter, order a pound of treif. And he'll give you the treif, not because he wants to be machshel you, but because he wants to taste the kosher. Is that considered
on a separate receipt?
He bought it on his own, and then he switches it.
Okay.
And it's only one, it's very easy to switch it. It's one chosim. I don't even know if it's a chosim b'chlal. I mean, if you could just open it and close it, I'm not even sure if there's a tircha there b'chlal. But let's say. So, in that case, you know, is that, that's what I'm a suppik. I want to speak it over with other people. Is that considered a case of a chashash? Is that a chashash or is he just doing?
To me, that goes back to what I said before. Did he even buy kosher? Did he even
well,
buy
it
the
says
kosher?
On there. It says on there, kosher counter. So on the sticker of the bag that you got, it said it. So definitely at some point he bought the kosher. The question is, did he switch it?
The kosher.
But something he can't fabricate that. I mean,
we're gonna say
could,
curiosity is enough.
No, that's not something to fabricate. You need a printer.
You need a printer and you can go through the whole tircha of fabricating that receipt.
Start working for Instacart to start tapping.
I don't know if it's something not right, but it doesn't sound like it's a chashash of actually going to go out and...
Because he's not getting a monetary benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's a monetary benefit if he would go and sell it to another Jew and say, I got some kosher pastrami, I'll sell it to you just $10.99 a pound. Now, I don't think any Jew's going to buy it, though, because it needs to be sealed, right? So, I'm not sure what the monetary...
He doesn't know that.
Or, the other shash is, he's going to get for you the first cut, but you don't know what the first cut looks like, second cut, and he's going to order from the treif the third cut, and he'll switch it. Now, he's not going to order the treif, the third cut from the kosher, because why would he pay that? Right? So, there's a benefit there. He wants to get the chashav stuff, so he order on your bill the chashav stuff. Then you order from the trade counter the shvach stuff, and then he'll switch it. So there's a benefit
this
there.
This is all for him to taste kosher food.
No, the second case I'm talking is that he's actually going to give you, he's going to get better quality stuff. He's going to switch it out with lower quality.
So that's not...
And there's no mirsos. I mean, there's no way he could be caught doing this.
Check the Winn-Dixie cameras.
Well, he's doing his car.
Good luck.
Did he buy both of them or did he only buy one?
I know he didn't shop for two people.
No, yeah, first of all, maybe just for two people.
Yeah.
And,
they usually are shopping for more.
Yeah, there's no way to check for that. So, the mice in that case, we'll have to speak about next week. What's considered a chashash exactly? And you know, and what's the case? And also what you talked about this week. And also about, you know, those cases of the corporate. But also I want to talk about next week about what's called a chosam. This sticker, is that even one chosam? Is it two chosam? You know, what's a chosam? And we'll discuss that next week. Okay.